This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لم يؤت أحد بعد اليقين خيرا من العافية، فسألوا الله العافية. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام that no one is giving right after عافية, right after يقين, something that is better than عافية, safety from all harm. That is the first and most important gift that Allah gives a person is yaqeen, iman and certainty of iman. Right after that, the best gift from Allah Azza wa Jal is afiyah, safety from all harm, worldly and religious. So he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, fasalu Allah al-afiyah, ask Allah for afiyah. Nas'alu Allah al-afwa wal-afiyah fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. Was part of his dua, alayhi salatu wassalam. Now, as much as we love afiyah, we understand that this world is built on tests and afflictions. As many times as we try to run away from these tests, some of them must meet us. And we have to be tested, we have to get sick. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ He created death and life to test you. And he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ We test you with evil and with good to see what you do. And we have to get sick. As much as we hate it, we have to get sick. And in this khutbah, we want to understand sickness not simply as something that we run away from, but something that when it happens needs to be embraced as a gift from Allah Azza wa Jalla. To rethink what it means to get sick. One of the Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Prophet of Allah, هذه الأمراض ما لنا بها, this sickness, what do we get from it? That when we experience this, قال كفارات, he said they atone sins. قال وإن قلت, he says even if they are little, he says حتى الشوكة, even if you pricked by a thorn, حتى الهم, even worrying about something or anything greater than that, they atone for the things that we've done. And he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, ما يصيب المؤمن من أذى من مرض فما دونه إلا حط الله به من خطاياه كما تحط الورقة شجرها. He says, any believer who experiences hardship, whether it's illness or anything else, Allah through that takes away his or her sins like a tree dropping its leaves. Subhanallah. That is, when you become ill and sick, that is an expiation of our sins to the extent that all of them could fall. All of them could be taken away. And in fact, the Prophet ﷺ said something similar when he said, لا يزال البلاء بالمؤمن والمؤمنة. A believing man or woman would continue to experience affliction في نفسه وأهله وماله, in himself, in his family and his wealth, حتى يمشي على الأرض وما عليه خطيئة, to the extent that he would be walking on the face of this earth sinless. Imagine someone experiencing so much of it that he walks on the face of this earth without a single sin. The reason that Allah Azza wa Jal, or the first reason that Allah Azza wa Jal may have us experience sickness, is to take away some of our sins, or maybe all of them. And it's important to understand, brothers and sisters, that the reason actually we become sick, we taste any type of affliction, it is a payment for the sins that we have done. وَمَا he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, مَا اخْتَلَجَ عِرْقٌ إِلَّا بِذَنْبٍ وَمَا يَدْفَعُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَكْثَرٌ. He says, whatever vein or nerve in your body experiences discomfort, it does that because of a sin. And whatever Allah Azza wa Jal pushes away, forgives, does not punish for, does not make you experience pain before, is much more than what you feel. So the amazing thing is that we experience these things because of things that we have done. And Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to wake up. He wants us to realize the bad that we have done, to ask for His forgiveness, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to change our life, to come back to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the question that some people ask is, when they go through any difficulty, including sickness, is Allah Azza wa Jal punishing me? Or is Allah Azza wa Jal purifying me? And we say that that question should not be framed as such. The question rather should be, how am I receiving this from Allah Azza wa Jal? Because that's the thing that's going to determine whether it is good for you or bad for you. Everything that Allah Azza wa Jal sends is what? Good. Now what do you do with that gift? If you take it and you're patient and you are repentant and you return to Allah Azza wa Jal, then that thing that's happening to you is a gift. It's purification. But if you take that thing and you are resentful and you're angry and you're rebellious and you stray away from Allah Azza wa Jal, then you've turned that gift into punishment. So don't ask what is the intent of Allah Azza wa Jal. You want to understand the intent of Allah, see your reaction. And that is under your control. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, إِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءِ مَعَ عِظَمِ الْبَلَاءِ. He says, immense reward comes with immense affliction. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, listen to the following thing. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَاهُ. And Allah, if He loves someone, He afflicts him. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السَّخَطَ. The one who is content will get contentment. That is, one who is happy with Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will be happy with him. And the one who is angry, discontent with Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be met with anger and discontent. That is, when something bad happens, and you say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah had written this and it has to happen. I ask Allah to forgive me. And you make istighfar. And you leave the bad things that you're doing. And you increase the good things that you're doing. And you continue to make dua. And Allah guides your heart to accept. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. Guided to what? To accept, to be content, to see the wisdom and the benefit in it. And that makes illness easier to experience, more tolerable. And in fact, you could start to see the blessings of Allah that are hidden in it. If you have iman, if you submit to Allah, Allah will guide your heart to see what you could not see before. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you just say, I know this is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and whatever you decide, Ya Rabbal Alameen, goes, I'm content with what you have sent. You don't have to love being sick, but you're content with Allah's decree that it had to happen and that there is benefit in it. If you say that, Allah guides your heart to patience, to gratitude, to istighfar, to more ibadah, and you could tolerate that sickness far more than you could without these things. So if you're happy with Allah, Allah will be happy with you. But if you're angry with Allah Azza wa Jalla and you say, why me? Forgetting the first part that we talked about, that if Allah loves a people, He afflicts them. Is it that Allah is angry with you when He takes away your money or your job, or He makes you sick or makes a loved one sick? Is He angry with you? Does He want the worst for you? And is that the reason why He tested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the death of all of His children except one? And all of His grandchildren except two? And the sickness that He used to experience sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, until to the extent that He said, إِنِّي أُوْعَكُ كَمَا يُوْعَكُ الرَّجُلَانِ مِنْكُمْ, I get sick as two of you get sick. It gets doubled for Him alayhi salatu wa sallam. They used to say that we would touch the clothing above His body sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we could feel the heat. Was it that Allah Azza wa Jal disliked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that's why He tested him, or was it the opposite? So when you receive something like that from Allah Azza wa Jal and we don't ask for it, but if Allah wants it, remember that if Allah loves the people, He does what? He tests them. Receive this as a gift of love from Allah Azza wa Jal. And ask for Allah's forgiveness, because you know that this is a taste of the evil that we've done. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. So Allah Azza wa Jal says that corruption on the face of this earth, land and sea, has spread because of some of what they have done. Because of what they have done, so Allah wants them to taste some of what they have done. Not everything. Everything, all the corruption, the wars, right, the conflicts that you see in the world today are a consequence of some of the evil that we've done. If Allah were to hold us responsible for all the evil, we would not be alive today. So Allah is far more merciful than you think, and He did not send that particular test to destroy, but to wake us up. So the first thing is forgiveness of sins. And maybe, perhaps, as He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of us, Allah wants us to reach a particular degree in Jannah. But our deeds will not elevate us to that level. So He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there were some people that Allah had written for them that they will be in a particular degree. But their own deeds did not elevate them, so He afflicts them so He could raise them in heaven. If you think of sickness as such, you could tolerate it. Being angry, resentful, rebellious when you're sick only compounds the problem. You're hurting on the outside, but also you're hurting on the inside. But if you are content and believing in Allah's decree and believing in His promises, it may hurt on the outside, but you're okay on the inside. And if you're okay on the inside, it becomes easier on the outside as well. The other benefit of becoming sick is that Allah Azza wa Jalla awakens the heart because of it. Our heart, as long as we are happy, you think about it, as long as everything is fine in your life, do we make dua? Do you think about the next life? Do you get ready for it? Or are we in ghafla, forgetfulness? So if I'm healthy and the kids are doing fine and the job is fine and I have enough money and everything is fine around me, what do? We get ourselves attached to this dunya. That's the only thing we think about. It makes us happy, it makes us sad, we plan for it, we run away from death and anything that reminds us of it, and the hereafter, and anything that reminds us of it. We don't make dua, we don't pray, we engage in more sins. Total ghafla, heedlessness, forgetfulness. And then, add to it pride and arrogance and envy. I can rely on my money. I'm strong enough, I can carry this and do this in this life. I'm smart enough, I can fix everything, get out of any trouble. I'm educated, I have friends, I have family. Tawakkul on what? Yourself and the dunya. And you become also envious because you only worry about the dunya. He got more, I got less. The hereafter is not a concern. It's a corrupt heart. Then you become sick. And you look for people to help, and they can't. You ask the doctor, they don't know what to do. Where's your power? And where's your money? Where's your intelligence and IQ? Where's your skill? Where are your friends? Who can help? And now the things that you used to enjoy in this life, if you used to enjoy food, now I can't taste it. There are certain things I can't eat. I could walk, but now I can't. I could drive, but now I can't. I could sleep, but now I can't. Where's the joy in this life? If Allah Azza wa Jalla sends a sickness like that or similar to it, less or more, it wakes us up. It makes us know that, oh, your tawakkul on the doctor was misplaced. And your tawakkul reliance on yourself was misplaced. And the only one that is left after Allah closes all of these doors, and Allah closes all of these doors for a reason. When you say, no one can help me, because Allah wants you to see that there's only one left. Right? And that's when you say, Ya Allah. And that's when your iman increases. And that's when you have tawakkul. When you give up on everybody else. Allah wanted you to feel like that before this illness, but illness was the only reason we could, the only way we could see it. So now you see it. Is this not a gift? That you would wake up? Is it not a gift that you erase this arrogance from your heart? Oh, I am strong, I'm smart, I have money. And now you say, I have nothing. I'm so weak, Ya Rabbal Alameen, help me. That humility that saves you from hellfire, is it not worth it? Is it not worth it to take envy away? You say, I don't care about the dunya. The only thing that I want now, because now I know that I have to die, is the akhirah. Ya Allah, give me this and this and that in heaven. Rather than always saying, Ya Allah, give me in the dunya. Ya Allah, my job, my kids, and you can make dua all you want for the dunya. But when it comes to the hereafter, it's secondary. Now the hereafter becomes primary. And now you start saying, I know I'm leaving. Because again, sickness wakes you up. We're living forever, right? That's what we believe. We're all going to live forever. Until you become sick and then you discover that, I am going to die. And if I'm going to die, what am I going to do before I die? If this is not it, then what is it? And you begin to work for the hereafter. And is this not a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal? When He detaches you from the dunya, the thing that you're going to leave after all, whether you become sick or not, you're going to leave after all. And He reattaches you to the akhirah so that you concentrate on what really benefits you. So if the only way for that to happen is for some of us or all of us to become sick, was it not worth it to be sick to learn these lessons? May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from all harm in the dunya and the akhirah. I grant us all the goodness of this dunya and the akhirah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Of course, when we become sick, we realize the great ni'mas that Allah Azza wa Jal had given to us. When you can't sleep anymore, you realize that sleep was such a ni'mah. If you did not lose it, you would not know it. When you can't walk anymore, when you cannot sit, When you can't taste food anymore, you realize that all of these ni'mas that we've taken for granted, seldom thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for, always counted ourselves as miserable and lacking because we don't have particular things in our lives, but we had all of these things, but we were blind to them. So when Allah takes something and then He gives it back, it's an opportunity for you to use the ni'mah well because Allah gave it back to you. So it wakes us up to see all the good things that we have in our lives, and all of them come from Allah Azza wa Jal. It also gives you sympathy and empathy to all the sick people that are around. When you experience pain, you understand what it means when somebody else beside you experiences pain. And you make dua for them. You assist. And that only could happen when you yourself feel vulnerable, when you yourself taste some of what they've tasted. Finally, what I want to say is, when you look at the righteous, beginning with the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, their attitude towards illness and sickness and hardship was very much unlike ours. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, talking about the prophets of Allah, وَإِنْ كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ لَيَفْرَحُ بِالْبَلَاءِ كَمَا يَفْرَحُ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالرَّخَاءِ. He says, they used to be happy, meaning the prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to be happy with hardship, as you guys are happy with worldly abundance. I want us to see what a different mindset the prophets of Allah had. That is, how happy are you when you get promoted, when you get a bonus, when you buy something new? How happy are you? Just imagine this happiness. He says the prophets of Allah would not produce that much happiness when something from the dunya comes their way, but rather when they get tested. Because they know that this is a message from Allah Azza wa Jal. They know that this is a gift from Him. They know that it brings them closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Ubay ibn Ka'b, and this is not something that I'm going to say, it's not something that I would want you to do, but just simply think about. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, when he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that whenever you experience illness, it expiates, atones for your sins. قَالَ فَدَعَ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُصِيبَهُ وَعَكٌ لَا يُعِيقُهُ عَنْ صَلَاةِ جَمَاعَةٍ وَلَا حَجٍ وَلَا عُمْرَةٍ وَلَا جِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He said, so he prayed, he asked Allah Azza wa Jal for an illness that will not deter him or take away from his ability to pray in jama'ah, or go to Hajj, or go to Umrah, or engage in jihad. قَالَ فَكَانُوا إِذَا مَسُّوا جِلْدَهُ وَجَدُ حَرَّهَا. So they used to, when they would touch him, whenever they would touch Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, after this, he would find the heat of fever on his body. Now this is not something they should try, because Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, this is his ijtihad, and he is a man of his word. He asks for something, he could be patient with it. We can't. But I want you just simply to understand again the mindset. That he asked for what? He says, make me ill so that his sins would go away. And he lived with that for the rest of his life while doing what? Hajj and Umrah and Jama'ah and Jihad. He says, I don't want these things to stop, but otherwise, let me be sick. And especially if you have fever, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he visited one of the Sahaba and he complained that he had this fever, he said alayhi salatu wasalam to him, what? Abshir. He says, hear the good news. Abshir. Abshir, usually you would say what? Abshir, you got a new son. Abshir, you were promoted, right? Good news is coming. You know what? Allah azza wa jalla had said, hiya nari, this is my fire that I send upon my believers in the dunya, so that it would be their portion from the fire of the Akhirah. That is, either you're going to be touched by that fire in the Akhirah or this heat here. So whenever you get sick and you become feverish and it's hard, remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is instead of that fire over there. So may I ask Allah Azza wa Jal arhamar rahimin to save us from hellfire. We ask Him, Arhamar Rahimeen, to save us from all harm in the dunya and the akhirah. We ask Him, Arhamar Rahimeen, to give us patience with the tests and afflictions of this life. We ask Ya Rabbal Alameen to grant us sincere repentance and tawakkul on You. May ask Ya Rabbal Alameen to make us of those who remember You often. Give us hearts that are awake, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Give us hearts that are close to You. Fill our hearts with Iman. Fill our hearts with Your love and the love of Your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us wisdom and understanding of Islam. Give us the following of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us of those who read the Quran every day and follow the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day. Make us believers and Muslims as we live, as we die, and when we are resurrected. We ask Ya Rabbal Alameen for al-Firdaws al-A'la. Allahumma atina al-Firdaws al-A'la. Allahumma atina al-Firdaws al-A'la. Allahumma a'idhna min al-Nar. Allahumma a'idhna min al-Nar. Allahumma a'idhna min al-Nar. Allahumma nas'aluka al-Jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa na'udhu bika min al-Nari wa ma qarraba إليها من قول وعمل. نسألك اللهم الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. وأقم الصلاة. And inshallah, just a quick reminder.